Hi, I'm Christopher.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob.
Hey, guys. This is Stephanie Shea.
Hey, I'm Veronica Taylor.
Hey, everybody. This is Billy West.
Hey, guys. I'm Ryan Coltley.
Hi, this is Kyle Aber.
Hi, this is Kira Buckley.
Hi, I'm Jameson Price.
Hi, I'm Sean Chiplock.
You are listening to Two Dads.
You're listening to
Two Dads.
A couple of dads on the podcast.
Yes, I feel powerful.
It's over. We're on camera.
Oh yeah, the music stopped. I was in the zone.
Yeah. Look, I get it. Woo! If I didn't have to push the buttons to switch it, I was also dad dancing.
Just grooves on grooves. We are doing another dad thing today.
That's what we do every time. We're two dads in a podcast.
Let me tell you. Can you hint, hint? Take a guess. We are talking about Goku.
Let's back Goku's this up for son. People who may not have listened to
episode one
of the series here. We're two dads, and this is Two Dads Take on Dads. So we're obviously not fighting Goku because he would kill us both. But nice product placement, you know, we can throw in. Maybe we'll get the but Two Dads Take on Dads, where we talk about dads, we talk about their parenting styles, we decide whether we
talk about how
they
that affects the children
bad or not.
In certain instances we call CPS and yeah. Wait, Goku. Yes, Goku. This time around.
Goku this time.
And his child was... So they don't really... Do they have last names? It's Goku's son. They don't really have last names, do they?
I don't think he does. I don't think he does. I don't think he's...
Unless Kakarot, you could call
him Goku Kakarot. That could be his full name.
Where names are derived, like your middle name is derived from a location. So maybe there's a lot of surnames where your last name is England and, you know, get wonder where you came
sure,
from.
Sure.
Maybe okay. His name is Goku Vegeta.
I mean, looking stuff up, his name is literally just Kakarot.
Vegeta's name is Vegeta.
Kind of like Mario, yeah. Super Mario. Like his name is Mario Mario and his brother's name is Luigi Mario. Okay, we're off the rails here. Let's get back on track.
We are
judging Goku as a father.
Yeah.
This is
an interesting one. Because I'll tell you what, there's two different Papa Gokus here. You know what I'm saying? Because for the first, how old is Gohan when we meet him? Like 8 or so?
Something like that, I think.
And for those first, he's somewhere between like, I'd say like 7 or 8.
We never really get to see him as a baby.
Yeah. And so we get to see Goku up to where he starts dating Chi-Chi. And we don't see the first few years of Gohan's life, but we can extrapolate based on the first few episodes of Dragon Ball Z. And I would put it to you, the first few episodes of Dragon Ball Super, where it's a moment in his time where he is not actively training or fighting, is really where we see his natural parenting style. Now, there is another Daddy Goku. See, Papa Goku is during non-training sessions. When he is in fight mode, he's Daddy Goku. And he's...
You're not wrong. Very, very different. And overall, and it's not just Gohan. He's got another kid. He's got Goten.
I was forgetting about that
Chicka,
one.
Chicka Slim Shady. Shit. So we have Goku, who is the father of Gohan and Goten. Goten comes much later.
But you don't have to worry about that one. Nobody ever remembers that one. So
except
much
for the fact
to where
Goten as a kid looked exactly like Kid Goku. Like Kid Goku.
Which got confusing during Dragon Ball GT, where Kid Goku went back to Kid Goku. Anyway.
So
the history. Where's our history start?
Our history starts with Goku as a whole. We can go back to Dragon Ball. We can go to him as a kid and him growing with Bulma and meeting Chi-Chi, but that's not where his fatherhood starts. His fatherhood starts somewhere in between the Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, as we just discussed. And he has a child, Gohan. And honestly, when a lot of the other Z fighters meet him, they're like, oh, who the crap is that kid? They have no clue who Gohan is at first.
Yep.
That's true.
He's been kind of living a hermit life a little bit. Which, by the way, Roshi did too. And his father, Gohan, did as well. Every adult figure in his life has been a hermit. So
it was only natural for him to kind of just live on his own thing and train and just be there. What we learn of Gohan early on is, one, he dresses like a complete dork.
He is a complete dork. I mean, there's no way of...
Those early outfits for Gohan were so bad, and I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah. So, all of them.
Yeah. So...
Although, even when he gets a somewhat cooler outfit, they still dress him like...
Yeah,
just let you go on.
He either dresses like Goku or like a dork. But anyway, so we meet Gohan. Gohan is...
All I was going to say is, if you're dressing like Goku, you're still going to be perceived as a nerdy.
Oh, yeah. they're facts.
No matter what he does.
So we meet Goku with his kid, Gohan, and Gohan is... honestly, very quiet. You know, he's still got his tail, and they're just doing their own thing. Like, there's nothing really happening.
He's also been out in the middle of the woods for 8 years, so not a whole lot of human interaction in his life. You know, maybe the milkman, his grandpa. That's about it.
Yeah. And so, immediately, because, you know, shows... have to have some sort of conflict. We learn that they're Vegeta and the other Saiyans,
Raditz.
Nappa and Raditz first, and then Vegeta later are on their way to conquer.
It's Raditz first, and then Nappa and Vegeta later.
Man, Team Four Stars got me fucked up with Dragon Ball Z Abridged. I'm just throwing that out there.
Sorry. Yeah, don't do that. Don't go down that.
I'm taking your kid. Bye. Yunk. All right. We have some conflict, and immediately Goku is like, let's train. And let's train my incredibly young child so that he can fight other people.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Well, to be fair, immediately Gohan was kidnapped by Raditz and thrown into a pod because that's what uncles do.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the cool uncles do.
After immediately, when him and Piccolo get skewered, by the way, Piccolo also wasn't strong enough. Gohan bursts through the trap and knocks out Raditz to where they are like,
What?
Idea.
Okay. Yeah. Very confused by how strong he is.
When you say that they plot to train this child, you mean they both are involved in the training of Gohan, right?
Oh, no.
Both of them.
Nope.
Because Goku's the father, so he would obviously What happened to Goku's
Papa Piccolo.
The father?
Papa Piccolo stepped in.
Okay, so
this is a Piccolo episode, right?
So Goku dies.
yes.
Spoilers.
Whoops.
Whoops.
So yes, Goku dies.
As opposed to our My Hero Academia episode last time, I don't think a spoiler alert is really warranted for any bit of this.
At least not until we get to some of the Super stuff. So if you haven't watched Super yet,
it's been up for about 5 years ago.
Yeah. But later in the episode, there's definitely going to be much more spoilers for that. So if you want to stop before, then by all means. But
Here's my question, because it is a long history.
Very.
Do you consider this next part a part of his parenting? Because he really, I mean,
he wasn't there. He died.
He kind of, right. I mean, but, to be fair, he did put himself in the position to be died in a bit, like sort of, but also not.
To be died. Yes, he did put himself in a position to be died.
So technically,
it's still technically a parenting choice. I mean, his kid's there. He's got a kid, but at the same time,
they didn't have many other options to kill Raditz.
Hey, having many other options still leaves an option.
But I do feel like they very quickly came to the decision of, yeah, I'll die.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Right in front of your kid, you know?
I mean, because you've never had another bad guy before, and you won't after this one either, right?
Yeah. Okay. So,
Dragon Balls. We know they're Dragon Balls.
Yes.
He's coming back.
He dies. Papa Piccolo steps up. Trains Gohan for years. Even after Goku comes back.
He's got the kid's gloves on, don't he? Papa Piccolo's got the kid gloves on.
No.
How's he manage parenting? What are you going to do? Just like drop him off in the middle of nowhere and be like, good luck. Who would fucking parent like that?
Oh, man. That's exactly what happens. Even after Goku manages to come back, he's still very absent from raising his own kid.
Well, his kid's there, maybe dressed a little differently at this point. Still not nerdy at all. You know, big shoulder spikes were popular in the 80s, okay?
Man, go on donning the Piccolo armor was great.
Purple, you know, the Lakers were huge in the 80s. So here we are.
Yep.
With Mini Piccolo dressed up, you know, in the Piccolo gear. With you know, Dad's back.
Dad's back.
Dad Goku's back.
But he's not back. He's just there training.
Somebody's gotta do it.
So this is the history. We can break this down. For vast majority of Gohan's
Are we just gonna yada yada the next 20 years? Is that what you want to do? Just yada yada the next about. 15 to 20
look,
years?
Look. Here, we don't need a yada yada all of it.
How long? He can't possibly be just training and fighting nonstop for 15 to 20 years. I mean, what happens from then to the beginning of Dragon Ball Super? Are you gonna tell me this is like the missing Jesus years? Like he's parenting, right? He's not just training and fighting for the next 15 to 20. Buddy, tell
he
me.
Trains. Look, at least for a day, which is equivalent to a year in the hyperbolic time chamber, he spends time with his kid training the entire time.
Oh, shit.
In 10G.
No. There's another day. Filler episode.
Okay,
Piccolo and Goku goes to get their driver's license.
Yes, okay. There is a filler episode. That does exist.
Now, Gohan not in the episode and doesn't have any interaction with Goku.
So anyway, this is largely Goku raising Gohan. He doesn't. Piccolo raises him a good chunk of the time, trains him, while Goku's off fighting aliens and androids.
And then by the time he's like 11 years old, he's flying off into space with Krillin. He's an equal. at this point.
And then they go and fight, and Goku is not there.
Until and he is
Krillin there. Gets killed.
Yeah, that happens.
And then, Goku is there, but then Gohan leaves, leaving Goku on the planet to fight Frieza without his kid there. I'm trying to wrap this up. Okay, and then
well, he's gotta go to safety. Then they're back, Garlic Jr., yada yada. Then they're back. Frieza's back. Trunks is here. Yada yada.
Yep. Trunks. Time then travels. Tells Goku he's going to get real sick.
Yeah.
And then he gets real sick, so he's essentially in a coma. Then the androids pop around. Snap. Yada yada. Goku gets better. Fights. Oh, hey, Vegeta had a kid. That's a different episode.
Yeah.
And then they're training. They teach their kids how to fuse their beings together to become more powerful to fight aliens that they themselves can't fight. Then
Goku
dies.
Goku has another kid.
Goku has another kid. Goku has another kid, and his first time meeting the kid is old enough to walk.
He
literally references like, "Oh, hey, it's a mini me standing behind you."
And then, well, you know what? There's a very touching moment when they're fighting Final Form of Cell, where Goku, father and son,
look,
reconnect.
That was one of the most badass episodes ever, and that was probably the best time that Goku was a father while he was dead.
He did great
channeling his spirit through his child to kill a being that Goku said that
he would kill.
Yeah. Yada yada.
Yada yada. Dragon Ball Boo tournament. Dragon Ball Super. He's back, baby.
Goku's back.
So
Gohan is now a dad. That's another episode. We got so many episodes through Dragon Ball. I'm gonna be honest.
Got a lot of dads. Krillin's a dad now. He's got Marin, you know, with Android 18 or.
Yeah. Yeah. So
and Gohan.
So Goku is now a grandfather at that. And there's not much going on. He actually can be a dad.
Right. Which looks a lot like the last time he had the same ability where he doesn't do a lot of work.
Nope.
Doesn't.
Chi-Chi made him be a farmer.
Doesn't really support the family a whole lot. Gets firewood, fishes for giant unrealistic fish for dinners.
Rides a tractor.
Pretends to ride a tractor. That's right. So let's talk about parent. Let's break down the parenting style then, because we're basically caught up through his fatherhood times.
So this is truly how Goku is as a dad. 100%. He's not present. He doesn't exist in his own children's lives outside of
I'm going to throw it to you. He is present. He's not necessarily a bum father. He is present.
He exists. He
just doesn't do much. He spends a lot of time trying to get out of work and just doing the things he wants to do, which is training, obviously.
So if we're going to break down his parenting style
is going to be... He actually does have a parenting style, and that is involved. to defer to Chi-Chi.
Yes. And
not a bad idea.
No, not for Goku. His parenting style, he's free range himself.
But got free range.
Chi-Chi is not.
No.
That's a different thing. He is.
I've got free range on my three.
Free range.
For sure.
I've got,
let me throw one to you. I've got New Age.
Okay. Okay. Parent wants to have fun. 100%.
Yeah.
He wants to fight and have fun. Fighting is fun for him. He causes an entire inter-universe tournament because he wants to fight powerful foes. So, yeah.
Yeah, he does. He manipulates the god of every being in all the universes.
Yep. Yep. And
what do you have?
Honestly, for my third one, I've got natural.
I've got natural.
Oh, we look at three that. For three. It's 3 for 3.
That's right. I mean,
no surprise.
Really, though. Yeah. It's his style of living, which is just natural.
We
you can't pick a better word for it.
We learn in the Dragon Ball universe there is technology, there is futuristic things, there's time travel. So there's definitely these things that exist, but they don't exist in Goku's family's lives because they are
like
you said, they're punching giant fish and dinosaurs to eat for dinner. They're
felling whole trees and making
that's what they're doing.
You know,
they live out in the woods. They don't do anything else. So 100% natural, new age, free range.
Yep. You can't really pick much else out of it. Now, when you go to Daddy Goku, we've got some differences there. We've got some high expectations.
Uh-huh.
We've got some demanding hours. And although I don't see him as pushing his children further than he knows they can go.
Correct.
He will push them further than they know they can go.
Correct.
So do you, obviously we can't necessarily consider the physical combat in these scenarios as abusive, because while they are,
I mean,
this is a fuzzy area I don't really want to step out onto. I would just posture to you, if a child can get hit by a Mack truck and not present any scratches,
I'm still not going to throw a Mack truck at the child.
But hear me out now. Hear me out.
Where's my phone? CPS? Find that hotline here.
So obviously we have a parent who has produced a fighting children, and you know, 100%. For a myriad of reasons, this is not okay for a child to be doing or expecting to be having
in this universe. Sure. To an
in
extent,
this universe,
sure.
You have warrior races, and they are part of a warrior race.
Yep.
100%.
It's expected of Saiyan children.
Not foreign to them. Yeah.
It's expected of Saiyan children. So
it's a complicated one to say, look, this isn't an abusive parent. This is sure a hard-lined, you know, when he is in this version of Goku.
He's a mix between intensive and high achievement. Like you said, he doesn't push them beyond their own capabilities, but he pushes them beyond what they feel they are capable of.
Right. He has a lot of the energy as far as the high achievement and the pushing and the tenacity without any of the downside where he's not a horrible person.
And I will say
he truly does love his children.
I will honestly throw in when they're in this relationship with the combat, especially negotiation is honestly one that I would throw in there with him as well, because he truly feels, honestly, at times he feels that Gohan could be better than him, but that there is the parent and child are equals when it comes to combat.
Honestly, there is always a theme where Gohan is better. And that theme persists even through Dragon Ball Super,
where the latest movie has
the most untapped potential of anybody is always a theme. And I like that they never give up on that.
That comes up even more in the manga, and I can't wait for them to turn that into more anime.
I am
excited because to see more of that.
The biggest complaint of Dragon Ball Super was, why do they make Gohan such a afterthought? And really, it's building
such
to
a
something.
Freaking tool. So, oh man!
So, but they're building to something. So we'll move on from that.
Daddy Goku, between intensive, high achievement, and negotiation.
Fair. I like it. I do agree with that assessment. And I think even at that step in time, you know, we're all leading to in right now to our opinion. You know, that's the final wrap up of this,
you know, series. I'm pretty sure that our listeners, watchers can guess where we're going to go with this.
I love me some Goku. And like, well, before we lay out our opinion, how did it affect the child?
The child,
despite him. this sounds very familiar. I'm wondering when the last time I said this was. Despite Goku, Gohan is very well adjusted.
Yes.
And well, Gohan's very successful.
Gohan also had Chi-Chi to help him be well-educated, learned, and he had Papa Piccolo help him, believe it or not, actually form coherent and logical thoughts.
And kind of tap into some emotions he had never accessed before. Because of his upbringing. And I will not discredit Goku for knowing that Chi-Chi was a better parent for Gohan.
Sure.
And deferring to that. We have one more child to get to, and I joked that we that he's always often forgotten about, but here we are.
Oh man!
You literally forgot about him. Goten.
Yes, Goten exists.
I don't think as successful of a person.
No, especially in the manga. There's some major spoilers here. Goten truly takes on way too many of his dad's
sensibilities,
his traits, his love for combat and conflict. And not so much. And it honestly feels like what happened, Chi-Chi? Where were you in this kid's life? You're like, ooh, I got one successful kid. Classic. I don't need another.
Classic youngest child syndrome. Okay. Trust me from experience. Classic.
I was a middle child, so yeah, there's a whole different psychological thing we can go into there.
So I, as a parent, I love Goku, and I hate to come down hard on Goku because I do think he's not Goku the worst father in the world.
Loves his family. He expresses his love for his family on multiple occasions. He fights for his family. He wants to do everything he can to make sure that they live happy and safe. The problem
is, just unfortunately for his family, he is a Saiyan.
And him making sure that his family is able to live happy and safe means he isn't present
a lot of the time. Even when he is... You know, he's a happy, fun-loving father and all that. He knows when to defer to his significant other, and he was smart enough not to screw up that relationship through all those years. I give him credit for knowing his weaknesses. I can't give him credit for the precarious positions he often puts the loved ones around him in.
Yeah, he usually keeps Chi-Chi out of it, but everyone else.
Well, usually, but you know, when she was a main character in Dragon Ball, you couldn't say the same. When she was more heavily involved.
He wasn't a dad there.
That's fair. That's fair.
So we can't judge that.
Strike it from the record, Judge.
No, it's going to stay in there. It's staying on there.
But my point being, like, I hate to give him a bad rating. I don't think he's a great father.
No. He is a loving father. He is a caring father, but he is a bad father.
And I think he does...
That's really what it boils down to.
...make the best decisions for his kids and his situation.
He makes the best decisions that he can for his intellect.
Right. That's a big part of it. I mean, he is a big dummy.
Oh man. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to say bad things about him because he's such a cool character.
He is. He was a huge part of our childhood. He raised us more than he raised his own kids.
And you gotta love him. But when you look at him, like, just objectively as a father, he's not a great presence.
He's not.
Minus strength and fighting attributes, I don't think he adds to the parenting as much as he detracts from it.
100%.
And that's really important as a parent, is that both parties are adding their best parts of them.
Yeah, and you work with your significant other. You work with each parent on, I'm strong at this, I'm good at this, you're good at this, let's do this together. Yeah. Versus you do this because I can't and I won't be there during it. No, I want to be there even during those times, even if I'm not the one who's the best in the situation.
Well, yeah, because you won't grow or learn as an individual if you're not present. And I think that there's something to be said. Like, it's no shame to deferring to your partner because you're not as good at something, you know? And in fact, it's better to have those conversations up front before those scenarios happen. Like, I already know my wife is not going to be involved in driving teaching our kids how to drive because she will freak out in that scenario. We've already had this conversation.
Yeah. Like, tired mom and I, we've had conversations. I'm better at this. She's better at that. We are going to defer to the other, but we're still going to be present. That's the big thing, the big key takeaway from this, and the difference between us and how we look at things. And with Goku is, yes, it's smart to defer, but be present
He's a better protector of the universe than he is a father.
Yes.
You know, if you want anybody training you or your family, you want him doing it.
Yes.
You know, but if you want somebody babysitting your child, or
Papa Piccolo, give him a call.
In his instance,
Super says anything, I mean, Papa Piccolo's picking up Pan after school, so
I mean, he's a baller babysitter.
He is a baller babysitter, dude. I love his phone case. He's got like a fluffy phone. Yeah, it's great.
Forget Nanny McPhee. I want Nanny Piccolo.
Papa Piccolo.
Yeah,
got to keep the alliteration. So,
snap judgments. Is he a good dad now?
Nah.
Is he a good person? Yeah. Is he a great, excellent character? For sure. Wouldn't change a thing.
Absolutely love the show. Love the character. Bad dad.
Yeah. Man, I think we've settled it. Votes are in. No need to post the subject anymore. Sorry, I didn't get to mute in time before I had to call. But with that being said, we would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on Goku's parenting style.
Yeah.
So, as always, like, comment, concern, rate, review, whatever it is you do in the platform that you're consuming this, do that. And then send us an email.
And
next time on Two Dads and a Podcast.
Well, next time, I think we're just going to dive straight into our next Z warrior on the list, and that'd be Vegeta.
We already mentioned that, and we could easily go down that list. We might detour away from it a little bit after the next episode and then circle back around. But yes, I think Vegeta will be a very solid choice because there are some key differences between them that I think people would be mildly surprised with if you're not as familiar with the show and them as parents as a whole. So,
and I think you'll probably be mildly surprised on our take and the differences between the two, because we've already have one in the book. Obviously, we're going to compare the two, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Obviously. But there are some differences and
some very big differences that. Yeah, well, let's not spoil it. So thanks so much, guys, for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Love you all. Email us 2dap2020@gmail.com. Tell us your dad story through some what?